The last poll before Election Day released by the Siena Institute showed incumbent Democrat Bill Owens and Republican challenger Matt Doheny 1 point apart in the race to represent the sprawling district encompassing all of northern New York. As the campaigns reached the final day, both expressed optimism. On Monday morning, Republican challenger Matt Doheny made a whirlwind tour of communities across the district. He stopped by the Homestead Restaurant in Plattsburgh, asking voters to give him a chance.
We need a change, we need a new choice. And so when you see the polls, look, it's neck and neck. This is one of those races where people's vote are actually going to matter. And so we're just hoping to make sure people come out on Tuesday to cast their vote and decide this election.
Doheny brought a high-profile supporter with him, former New York Governor George Pataki.
I think this is a very important race, not for a party, but for the people. We need a stronger economy, more jobs. We need to get the budget under control, and there are a lot of important close races in this country. But I think electing Matt Doheny is one of the most important things we can do for the North Country and to change and have a better direction for our country.
Incumbent Democrat Bill Owens was also making the rounds in the newly drawn district, and he also got some high-profile support. President Bill Clinton endorsed Owens and made a series of robocalls for his campaign. Congressman Owens finished a four-day, 12-county campaign tour by stopping at his campaign headquarters in Plattsburgh Monday night to thank volunteers.
We've gotten tremendously good feedback from people. They're interested in seeing me reelected. People seemed enthused. They really are interested in what we're talking about in terms of jobs, in terms of bipartisanship. That, to me, are the two things that resonate consistently.
George Baker of the Working Families Party was among the crowd of volunteers working for Owens.
I have been out in the community knocking on doors. I've been registering voters. I've been getting absentee ballots for voters, and I am making phone calls. The people I'm contacting in the community care about the benefits that they get from the government very much, and they are fearful about losing those benefits because they provide a floor to their quality of life. And so those people that I talked to were concerned to be able to show their support for Bill in this election because he's supporting those government programs.
There has been a third person in this race. On Saturday, Green Party candidate Donald Hasig announced he will vote for Congressman Owens and asked his supporters to do the same. Hasig says the recent Siena poll indicating a close race was critical to his decision.
If Congressman Owens had been running away with it, I would have been so happy to have gotten, 4%, 6%. But when I saw that that was that close, I just thought, I don't want to be the person that causes the person that's a lot worse than Congressman Owens and a million times worse than me to have him have the power for 2 years. Based upon that poll, if my 4% and Owens's percentages stand up there, he will win.
The redrawn congressional district added about 2,500 square miles, increasing it from about 14,000 to nearly 17,000 square miles. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.